T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think it's the 16th of May, and I'm feeling a mix of emotions. I'm happy the sun is out. I'm happy it's not snowing, and I'm looking forward to a stinking hot summer. And I'm bummed that my dear friend and radio co-host is going to be absent for a few weeks, maybe a few months. We don't know. One day at a time. Jordana Green joining us now. Hey, Jor, thanks for coming on
today. Hey, guys. I'm so sorry that I stood you up before. I set my alarm and everything, but as you can imagine, I'm just not in the proper headspace for thinking about work today. So thanks for bearing with me.
Don't apologize to me. I know, look, it's an anxious time. You'd be crazy not to be anxious. Although I just want to gently remind you in front of our listeners that you are spending quality time, well, quality time, at the best medical facility on the planet. You got this, Jor. You got this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I was supposed to be on with you today and tomorrow, but woke up today and sort of just felt like I could not pull myself together enough to do a show that was worthy of WCCO radio. So I just called my boss and called you guys and decided, you know what? Before I head to Mayo on Wednesday, I need to take some emotional wellness days. My oldest is home from college, so I just needed to spend some time with the kids and Mark before I head down there for a few months. Thank you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I know you're going down Wednesday morning. Can you give sort of the Cliff's Notes high-level version of what you're facing? I mean, you're going to have some intensive chemo. Why do you need more chemo if the cancer is already in remission?
Well, I go down on the 18th. That's when I'll get my central line, which is like my IV into my chest. That'll stay in for a few months, if not more. And then I get admitted either Thursday or Friday. And then I do 3 days of intensive chemotherapy and 3 days of total body radiation. And then on the 26th, God willing, I will get my bone marrow transplant or stem cell transplant. Those are interchangeable. They mean the same thing. So why do I need chemotherapy? Because just in case, one of the doctors described it as leukemia are like cockroaches. You know, you spray them, and then if even one escapes, they'll come back in hordes. It's just, you know, yes, technically you may be in remission, but they're, the leukemia isn't even in my blood yet. It's just in my, on a molecular level, in the marrow. So it has to do its best to get every, you know, ounce, every little bit, every little drop, every little molecule of leukemia. So while when I first did my 8 rounds the first time, you know, there was a limit on how much chemo they could give me because otherwise they would kill me with the chemo. But he said this time there's no limit because what we're doing is, you know, basically bringing you as close to death as we can without killing you because we're wiping out all of your immunities. And then the radiation is just like an extra measure, you know, an extra measure of after all that chemo, trying to find all those cockroaches, or if God willing, there won't be any left. But if there are, get those again. And once they've taken me down to, 100% depleted, then they rebuild me with the stem cell transplant.
Hey, look,
it's
I know you're
fun.
In good hands.
Yeah, it's not fun. That's why I'm anxious.
any human being, any normally functional human being would be anxious and scared about what lies ahead. I mean, scared of the unknown, fear of the unknown. I get that. What do you want listeners to know right now?
Well, you know, like I told my kids, the alternative, there's, you know, the good news and the bad news about this. The good news is I know what to expect. And the bad news is I know what to expect. You know, the chemo that I did was probably not as intensive recovery as this bone marrow transplant will be. You know, my friend Boyd Hupert is going through this, and he said, you know, the first 3 to 4 weeks were really tough. And after 4 weeks, his nurses told him, you know, now you're turning a corner. So God willing, he will return to full health, and God willing, I will too. But what do I want people to know? You know, I've tried to put a happy face on it. I've been very honest on my Caring Bridge and on my Instagram with everybody. But look, this morning I woke up and I was scared, and I'm scared that, I want to be here to see my kids graduate from high school and college. And I want to be here to see my grandbabies and dance at my kids' weddings. And, you know, there's a real chance that that won't happen. So I just want them to know I'm doing my best to take time with my family now, and hopefully all will be well. And you said it, Paul, I'm at the best place on the planet for medical care. I have incredible support from family and friends and my faith. That's what my bone marrow transplant specialist said. He said the three F's get people through: family, friends, and faith. And I'm so grateful that I have all three of those things, and I have a great work family too, so I have more. And I want the listeners to know that they've all helped me, that, you know, I haven't responded to all of their letters, but they've helped me get through this once. They're going to help me get through this again. And God willing, I'll be back on the air with you in a few months.
Yes, you will. And you will be recuperating, I hope, a little bit up at the cabin when you're able. I know you have to be in a sterile environment, right, for a couple of months, right?
Yeah, a couple of months. Yes, I'll have to, after transplant on the 26th. I'll have to spend 100 days in Rochester. And that's definitely going to be the hardest because my kids, I won't get to see my kids. You know, maybe after a month or two, they might be able to visit. But that's going to be hard on them. I don't think they've really, you know, the longest I've ever been away is maybe a month or 6 weeks when I was in the hospital first time. But this is a long time. So they'll be busy with camp. My son is traveling this summer too. So hopefully they can come see me before I go. That'll mean that the recovery is going well. And I hope all of that happens, but I will keep you posted. Okay. It's not like I'm being somewhere. I'm not going to Mars. I will call in and I'll do my best to keep you guys posted. And on my Caring Bridge and on my Instagram at Jordana Verde, I'll be posting almost daily as much as I can.
True confession. I adore you, Jordana, your work ethic. I know you got a tough exterior, but very tender on the inside, and we love you. And, we're going to be praying for you. Even people who don't normally pray, I hope they make an exception and pray for your speedy recovery. And be strong, and good things will happen. You're in very good hands. But thank you for sharing this tough road. And I think many families out there are going through something similar, and they can identify exactly with what you're going through. So thank you for being so brave. We love you, and we will be in touch, all right?
Good, and the listeners should know that after the auto show, Paul dropped off Sweet Martha's cookies at my house for me and the kids. So you've been amazing. You are an amazing partner, and David has been so understanding about everything, and you guys are the best. And, you know, don't worry. I'm not dying, not yet, so I will be in touch.
Hey, those cookies are magic. Whatever they put in those chocolate chips, it's therapeutic.
Sure.
So I hope you guys,
sure.
I hope the kids let you have a few.
A few.
you hang in there. I'm going to stop by tomorrow. Give you one last. I know everybody is stopping by, and you know.
No, I want a hug. Come by.
Everybody wants a little piece of you, but yeah, I'll see you tomorrow before you head down, and hoping for the best, and you're due for a miracle. It's going to happen.
Thank you. All right. I love you guys. Right. Be well. Stay well.
We love you too. Hang in there, Jory. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
So, she's brave. I have too many friends that are going through this right now, and it's just there, but for the grace of God, go any of us, right? It's like artillery shells landing in the neighborhood. One hasn't struck my house, not yet, but it's people who say, you know, live one day at a time, give thanks for every sunrise, every sunset. Nothing is guaranteed. They're right. And Jordana is living proof of that. Life is precious. Tell that to the survivors of 10 people shot to death by a lunatic in Buffalo on Saturday when we come back and update the very latest from CBS News. Are you numb yet from all the shootings? God help us if we ever become numb, if we ever become immune to what's happening. The deadliest mass shooting of this year took place on Saturday when a white 18-year-old racist drove about 200 miles from his hometown to a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. He was armed with an AR-15. He was wearing body armor. He live streamed the carnage as he entered a supermarket, and then he opened fire, killing 10 people, injuring 3 others. He's been charged with first-degree murder, faces life in prison without parole. With the very latest on what's happening in Buffalo, the aftermath, the recriminations, correspondent Steve Futterman in L.A. Steve, thank you for joining us on CCO.
Yeah, great to be with you.
What is the very latest in Buffalo, and what are the next steps in the prosecution of this man?
Well, the investigation obviously will continue. Authorities want to learn as much as they can about this 18-year-old, what prompted him to do this, what mental challenges he might have had, and they are disclosing some of what they're finding. Obviously, they're not telling us everything, but they did reveal in the last 24 hours that he was under some mental observation in the last year after he made threats against a high school. He made some very disturbing comments in a high school graduation book, a high school annual, where he talked about targeting and suicide. We do know also that the day before the shooting on Friday, the shooting was Saturday, he was hanging out at that same supermarket and was asked to leave. And in his manifesto, he's written a 180-page manifesto. We've seen that happen before with the mass shooter in Norway, the mass shooter in New Zealand. In his manifesto, he talked about Friday at 4 p.m. being the busiest time of the week at this particular market. It's obvious, according to authorities, that he was targeting African Americans. And apparently in March, he was also in Buffalo. Was he scoping out the area? We don't know, but he was in Buffalo in March as well.
Steve, correct me if I'm wrong. Under federal law, a mental health evaluation alone does not prevent somebody from owning a gun or purchasing a firearm. Is that correct?
There are some cracks in the system which can allow some people with these mental challenges who've been under observation to obtain weapons. It's not necessarily an easy thing, but it can be done.
My understanding is that President Biden is going to be traveling to Buffalo tomorrow to meet with the families. What else can we expect from this?
Well, we're going to hear a strong statement, I'm sure, from the president about gun safety laws. This obviously a major political issue. President Biden supports more stringent gun safety laws. More conservative people, Republicans, they are often against these type of laws, often saying they just don't prevent these things from happening, pointing out that even these criminals in these high profile cases have obtained their weapons legally. And, you know, it's always this battle over Second Amendment rights. How do you balance it between the rights of law-abiding citizens to obtain and have weapons versus those who obviously should not have these weapons? It's a very, very obviously this has been going on for years and years, not brand new with the Biden administration, but he will enter that political fray to some degree when he goes to Buffalo.
We're talking with Steve Futterman from CBS News. According to screenshots, and this has not been confirmed, but it's coming from reliable sources, and apparently these screenshots from the shooter were shared on social media, Steve. A username linked to the shooter posted a to-do list on the social network. Among the items continue to write the manifesto, clean and oil AR, meaning his automatic rifle, his AR-15, right, and, quote, make a goodbye list. None of these rise to the level of red flags, apparently.
Well, I mean, they're all disturbing. They are all disturbing. Everyone can be a great Monday morning quarterback. We've seen this before in the Newtown shooting. Yes, there were signs of that mass killer being very disturbed and needing some help. In most cases, when you start looking back, we do see, again, with the advantage of hindsight, we do see where this was a signal, this was a signal, that was a signal. But sometimes in the contemporaneous moment, you don't put these together. But there is going to be a great deal of research on this suspect. They're going to learn a lot more about him. They are obviously, if he has computers, cell phones, and we know he has a cell phone, they will confiscate those. They will try to get the guts of the computers and the cell phone. Sometimes it's more difficult with the cell phone because, especially if it's an iPhone, they're going to try to learn what sites he was on. Was he communicating with other people? That's a big concern always. Was this a plan? Were there other people involved? Maybe not in carrying it out and maybe not even in planning it, but were there other people who knew about what he was talking about? So these are the things that law enforcement always wants to know when you have these mass shootings.
Hey, Steve, I know you're based in L.A. There was the shooting, I guess it was yesterday, in Laguna Woods. A man opened fire during a lunch reception at a Presbyterian church, killing one person, wounding five. I just saw, right before coming on air, the gunman in this deadly attack was a Chinese immigrant, apparently, reportedly motivated by hate for Taiwanese people. Most of the people in the church were Taiwanese. Is that correct?
That's correct. There were around 30. This was at a lunch banquet that they were having for a Taiwanese pastor who had come back to the U.S. And there were around 30 or 40 people. This is a retirement area. There were mostly elderly people there. And he came from Las Vegas. Apparently, according to what they know right now, no known ties with the church. They're going to look into that. And he opened fire. And according to authorities, they believe this is part of a anger he had towards Taiwanese people. He was apparently very upset about the deepening crisis in Chinese-Taiwanese relations. So that's going to be something that's going to be looked into. But right now, it does appear to be a hate crime from a Chinese American, assuming he's here in the U.S. as a U.S. citizen, going after people of Taiwanese descent.
Correspondent Steve Futterman in L.A. From CBS News. Thank you for the update, Steve. Wish you well. Be safe out there.
I will. Take care. Great talking to you.
Thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, Steve. So I spent the better part, this is going to be a pivot. I spent half an hour waiting for the garbage truck this morning because my 2-year-old son, Jordan, is just enamored with garbage trucks of all shapes and sizes. And he wanted to be out there. He knows that the trash gets picked up every Monday morning. And so he was there and we took videos and photos, and he was there when the sanitation engineer pulled up, and it was the highlight of his day. It was the highlight of my week. When we come back, take a deep breath, change things up. How much do you know about garbage? Next. That's terrible. So I spent at least a half an hour out on the front lawn waiting for the garbage truck to show up today with my 2-year-old.
Is that a weekly occurrence for you?
It's turning out to be. Okay. He comes over to the house. Mm-hmm. We watch him. We try to give his parents a break. And he's just rambling on and on and on about garbage trucks. And he's very much into it. And we thought, well, how much do we really know about garbage and recycling? And so, DJ, thank you for coming up with a quiz here. Just one more chance to embarrass me publicly.
Yep. Well,
little I know.
Part of my job description. So happy to be here.
You do it well. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, all right. Trash trivia, not trashy trivia.
Yeah.
Here we go. 6 questions, multiple choice. The average American creates about how much trash per day, Paul? The average
American per day.
Okay. 2 pounds, 4 pounds, or 8 pounds?
Oh, boy. Every day.
Yeah. Average American every single day.
I'm going to go with 4 pounds. I can't believe it's that much, but we do throw away a lot of crap. So I'm going to go with B.
That's correct.
Yeah,
yeah, that's good, correct. Four, well, about 4 pounds. It's hard to nail down an exact number because kind of like what do you count in that number? You know what I mean? Like what sorts of byproducts? And if I go to the restaurant and then they throw something away on my behalf, whatever.
Right.
But 4 pounds is a good estimate.
Wow. It's a lot.
You talked about garbage trucks, which you waited for yours for half an hour this morning. And garbage trucks have been called different things in different places in different times of history. But which one of these is not a former name for what we now call a garbage truck?
Okay.
A, bin wagons. B, dust cart. Or C, rubbish rollers. Two of those are real. One of them's fake.
Well,
bin wagon, dust cart, rubbish roller.
Rubbish. I'm going to have to, just a visceral reaction, the one that seems most bizarre of all of those to me is the rubbish roller.
So you think that's fake?
I think that's fake.
Good job. Good job. I just like the alliteration of rubbish roller.
That's fake. Almost right. Clever.
Yeah. Good job. Good job.
Rubbish roller.
Paul, as I'm sure you knew already, garbage service, you know, regular garbage collection started back in 500 BC.
Whoa.
So for over 2,500 years, there's been some sort of trash collection. It started in 500 BC in what city? Did the first garbage collection start in Athens or in Cairo or in Wayzata?
Well,
those Wayzata people are bougie. You never know.
They are out ahead of the curve in Wayzata. Boy, it's between Athens and Cairo.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to think how old. I mean, the ancient Greeks who are getting stuff done before the Romans came along. I'm going to go with Athens.
Wow, oof. You're killing it. 3 for 3. Well done.
I know my trash.
Yeah.
I don't know much, but of course I know my garbage.
Yeah, you get. That's a good point. I bet you're going to get them all right. Oh, man.
I doubt it.
All right. Americans make up about 5% of the world's population.
Right.
But how much of the world's waste do we generate?
Okay.
Is it 5%, right on pace? Is it 25%? Or is it 40%?
We are wasteful in this country. I know Europe, much of the world, I would even say Asia does a much, much better job recycling, reusing. So,
and just consuming, consuming less. I think that's the biggest factor.
Well, yeah. I'm going to go with a big number. I'm going to go with 40.
That's right. 5% of the world's population in the U.S.
Wow.
produces 40% of the world's waste.
And that, I mean, every threat is an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I do worry, too, because, you know, I think I'm recycling and we do our best to recycle. And I just wonder, is it really being recycled or is it winding up in a landfill? But I don't have the answer to that. I hope it's being recycled.
I do, too.
Good grief.
My fear
40%.
Is 40%. Yeah.
Oof.
Paul, as you know, you can't throw everything into your normal trash, right? There are certain things that are hazardous or have certain materials in them that you can't throw away. Which one of these three items are you allowed to throw in your trash can? Two of them you're not allowed. One of them you can throw in your trash can.
Okay.
A, used motor oil. B, dried paint. Or C, expired aerosol cans. One of those you're allowed to throw in the trash.
Boy, the aerosol, I would worry about those still being combustible. And obviously the used motor oil, very bad idea.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm going to go with the dried. When you say dried paint, are you talking a can of paint or just?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Dried paint.
Yep.
Why would you have dried paint?
Well,
that's like having sour candy.
Are you gonna
guess? Why would you do?
Are you gonna guess or not?
I'm stalling. I'll go with the dried paint. I don't know about this one.
That's correct. Yes, you can. So if you have paint, like a gallon of paint, you have to dispose of that in a specific way. You got to go to a recycle center. But say you've got a gallon of paint and you used a bunch of it and there's some left, you can take the cover off of that, let the whole thing dry, and as long as it's dry all the way through, that's okay to throw in your trash.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And wow.
The aerosol cans, you were right. You cannot throw an expired aerosol. It doesn't matter if it's expired or not. But an empty aerosol can you can throw away in your trash. So as long as it's all used up, you can throw away aerosol cans.
So. And motor oil, bad idea.
Yeah, motor oil, bad idea. However, any auto parts store will take your used motor oil for free. They've got a container in the back, and you walk back there and go to your AutoZone or O'Reilly's or whatever, and they'll take it. Okay.
And they just pour it down the sink.
Yeah,
right?
they pour it down the drain. okay, one more question. Where, Paul, in the world is the largest landfill? The largest landfill in the world. Is it in Houston or Las Vegas or New Jersey? It's not which of those is the world's largest landfill. It's where is the largest landfill located.
New Jersey is the Garden State. Would they really?
Well, I'm, you know, think about it.
I like these landfills that they turn into golf courses. They cover them up and you can actually golf them. I actually played one in Chicago, which was just bizarre being on a landfill. I'm going to, with apologies to Jordana, who I know grew up in New Jersey, and I married a girl from New Jersey, I'm going to go with Jersey on this one.
It's Vegas. You almost went six for six, but it's indeed. I think it's just because they have a lot of space, right? In Nevada, there's not much there. So there's a desert. There's a landfill in Las Vegas that covers 2,200 acres. It's more than double the size of the next largest landfill in the world.
Wow. Okay. I learned stuff today.
Things you didn't know.
Yeah, I did okay with garbage.
You did great.
Don't read.
I don't know what
that
means.
Too much into that. Mike Max has an update on Byron Buxton, and I have some questions about Tom Brady when we come back on CCO.
Keep on rock me, baby.
Oh, I like the rants. The rants are the best part. And the singing.
Rants. Yeah, I tell you what, the rants might be coming again soon.
You could just do a show, just rant. I guess that's what talk radio is, right?
I got another small rant that I'm going to bring up tonight on my show.
Oh, really? Can you give us a preview?
Can we make a law that says you can only have so many passwords in your life?
hey.
Or can we put it into, can we put it into some vault so we just can keep the same password for everything and not worry about it being stolen?
I put them on the on my phone, which I know you shouldn't do.
Paul, right? You've just violated the major. I mean, grapes, I get ridiculed
I know.
Don't do the same password three times. Well, I'm sorry, I can't keep up. I was at Verizon today trying to get some service on my phone, and what's your Apple password? And I said, how would I know?
I know. No, well, it's gotten to the point I write them down on Post-it notes.
I know.
And then
I've done that too.
Post-it notes.
And I'm well intentioned, right? Oh, I'll never forget. I'll just jot it down right here, and then a year later when I need it, you know. Okay. That's minute. Jordana, we are with you 100% in this next chapter of your life, and we know you're going to be away for a bit. But just know we are here thinking of you, praying for you. We're living it with you as best we can. And we can never have the appreciation for what you're going through. But just know this journey that you're not alone on. And we are with you in spirit at minimum and connected in any way we can be going forward for whatever is next.
Thank you, Maxie. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Look, and people want to do the right thing and say the right thing. Most people, and I still maintain most people are good. But unless you've been there, until you've been there, and you personally are facing a life-threatening illness, you know, when people say, oh, I know how you feel. No, you don't.
I can't.
You
even,
don't know how they feel.
No. I know how I feel when I complain about things like passwords and the thing about Jordan. I feel selfish because that girl has endured over the last couple of years in front of us has been amazing. And her strength and her ability to talk about it with candor, she's done a lot of good in this world in the last couple of years, and she will continue to, and she will prevail. I've mentioned it before, her kids and my kids at elementary went to the same school, so I'd see them often and got to know them a little bit too. And I know their ages and I know where they're at, and I just I feel for every one of them. They've had to go through their lives, you know, worried about mom some and mom reassuring to them and all those things. But she's got a wonderful family and a wonderful faith, and we're right there with her.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I feel for her. I feel for her family. And we're all an extension of Jordan's family. So I am taking this personally, too. And I know you are. Maxie, about a minute left. Byron Buxton got it done over the weekend, and now the Twins taking on the A's. What can we expect tonight on CCO?
Well, the A's are not a very good team. They played a little bit better last week after the Twins did a pretty good number on them the weekend before. So this is a good piece of the schedule for the Twins. I don't think Correa's coming back right at 10 days. I think they'll give it a little bit more room to heal than that, but if Buxton career in that lineup, it's a pretty impressive lineup, this is a place where they can make some hay over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I shouldn't ask you this on the air, but I hope you can come on maybe an extra segment or two few times this week. I got a lot of questions, Maxie, and you're the only one that can answer these.
Anytime you need, you know that, my friend.
All right, brother.
Thanks,
Hang
Paul.
In there. Have a great show.
You too.
All right. We'll be right back on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!